For the past year, police in Virginia have been reporting demographic information on drivers involved in traffic stops. Edie Gross with the Virginia Public Access Project has some of those numbers.
The Virginia Community Policing Act went into effect on July 1st, 2020, requiring law enforcement officers statewide to collect demographic data on people who get pulled over. And according to Liam Bowman at the Piedmont Journalism Foundation, the first 9 months of data has been released online. The data for each locality documents the race, ethnicity, gender, and age of the driver who was stopped, as well as the reasons they were stopped and whether the stop resulted in a warning, a citation, or an arrest.
This story focused on Fauquier County and the city of Warrenton. Edie, what's in the data?
White residents, who make up about 87% of the county's population, accounted for just under 80% of the 9,100 traffic stops made between July of 2020 and March 31st of this year. While Black motorists, who make up just shy of 8% of the county's population, have been involved in 15% of the stops. Folks in these areas, police officers and the NAACP, say that they support this effort. You know, it's a way to build trust and transparency between police officers and the community. Police Chief Michael Cochise at the Warrenton Police Department in particular said, you know, if collecting data builds trust with people who didn't used to trust the police, then it's a good thing.
This year, the data collection requirement has been expanded to all stops, not just traffic stops. Edie, our next story is about 10 COVID patients in medically underserved far southwestern Virginia who've gotten access to a very promising treatment.
The Health Wagon has been providing free healthcare services to residents in six southwest Virginia counties for the last 40 years. And according to a story in the Bristol Herald Courier by David McGee, it's now the first mobile health clinic in the country to offer its patients the monoclonal antibodies treatment for COVID-19. So far, 10 Southwest Virginia patients have been successfully treated using the antibodies, according to the story. And the antibodies are given to those with severe symptoms, the elderly, or people whose immune systems are compromised. Dr. Teresa Tyson, who is the president and CEO of the Health Wagon, noted that some patients actually see their temperatures drop and they start feeling better almost instantly while the infusion of the antibodies is being given. The antibodies are proteins made in a lab, and they bolster the patient's immune response so they can reduce the risk of severe illness and hospitalization for the most at-risk patients. To qualify, a COVID patient must be at high risk for a bad outcome, including being 65 or older or having diabetes, hypertension, COPD, or another pre-existing health condition. The antibodies can actually be given to patients as young as 12 if they have a pre-existing health condition, according to Dr. Tyson. In addition to its mobile health unit, the Health Wagon operates stationary clinics in Wise and Clintwood and has provided free medical, dental, and vision health care services to residents in Lee, Scott, Wise, Dickinson, Buchanan, and Russell counties, plus the city of Norton, since 1980.
Edie Gross is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.